Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today.
Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
You're welcome to a brand new day. It's the first day in the month of November 2024. And we've come with our hearts of gratitude and we've come to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a brand new month and thank you for giving us the gift of life. We cannot but show our gratitude this morning. Accept our thanks, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and this is a place where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So I want to especially welcome you because right here on this show, you get lots of your questions answered. God is ready to speak to you. The question is, are you ready to hear Him speak? And if you've been so frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. Now it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word and share the link. Invite that very person that you've been waiting to get into the fold of Christ. This is your opportunity to win a soul to Christ. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says the mystery of our faith. The mystery of our faith. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 21. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from John chapter 3 to chapter 4. John from chapter 3 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 18 verse 3. Matthew chapter 18 verse 3, which says, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 18 verse 3, which says, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 18 from verse 1 to 5. Matthew chapter 18 from verse 1 to 5. From verse 1 it says, at that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them and said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible reading, our manual for today says, the Christian walk is very unique. This is because Christianity is dependent on an individual's ability to believe. As a result of this, Christians are generally called believers. A scientist might say, prove it to me and I will believe you. But in Christendom, God says, believe me and I will prove it to you. This is the mystery of Christianity. To an unbeliever, our faith is proof that we as Christians are not wise. This is because a natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God, like we say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. However, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible tells us that God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. For example, it does not make sense to unbelievers when we say that a virgin gave birth to Jesus Christ. Most times they think to themselves, how can a virgin give birth? Jesus said something very important in our memory verse for today. He said that only those who are like children will inherit the kingdom. In other words, you must believe him like a child believes his or her parent, whether what they say makes sense or not. Many people make the mistake of trying to relate with God logically. This is impossible because the Bible says that God's ways and thoughts are beyond human comprehension, like we see in Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 8 to 9. There are people who argue against Christianity with logic. Do not argue with such people because you cannot explain Christianity logically. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 23 to 25 to avoid unnecessary arguments with people concerning the truth of God's word. The way to prove that God is real is not through arguments, but by the display of the power, as Elijah did in 1 Kings chapter 18. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Furthermore, John chapter 4 verse 48 says, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. No matter how hard you try, you cannot win anyone to Christ by an argument. Once you have shared the gospel of Christ with unbelievers, commit your hearts to God, as it is only the Holy Spirit that can convict and convert them. Do not argue with them about your Christian faith. Rather, ask God to use you for signs and wonders so that when they see the power of God, they will surrender without argument. Beloved, I pray that the power of God will be evident in your life and that it will use you to lead many people into his kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, use me to showcase your power so that I can win my generation for you. Father, use me to showcase your power so that I can win my generation for you. And also, I want you to commit everyone you feel needs an encounter with Jesus Christ. I want you to commit them into the hands of God. The God will start to reveal himself to them. Just as God did for Saul, the Lord will reveal himself to as many that are yet to encounter him. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you for staying tuned. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. What do you need to do? All you need to do is to share this message with them. And how can you do that? You can do that by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and on our mobile app, available on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. You can enjoy our open heaven hour as well as other amazing shows throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned to hear my voice again. Until we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.